Welcome to To Believe Radio. I'm Evangelist Cherry Shepherd. We thank you for sharing your time with us today as we break the Word of God, as we share nuggets of inspiration to empower your day. As you know, I come every week with nuggets of inspiration that I believe will help build your faith and help propel you into your purpose and your destiny. This week, I want to share with you a live service where I ministered in an evangelistic service and spoke on Take It By Force. It was at the Israelite Church of God in Christ in Colorado Springs, Colorado, during the Southern District Auxiliaries and Ministries Convention. I believe this message today is going to really just encourage you, empower you. It may even convict you. So I want you to stay right by the radio. We spoke on Take It By Force. It's time for the child of God, the saints of God, to walk in kingdom authority and to understand who they are and whose they are. So stay right where you are. We're going to share this live service with you. Take it by force.
Keep those heads together. Hallelujah. God, it's a privilege tonight. It's a privilege to be in the house of God. Father, we thank you for meeting us here. We thank you for the Holy Ghost here. Walk in the pews, walk in the aisles. We thank you, God, for doing something magnificent in this house tonight. Father, we love you so much. We celebrate you with our lips, God. We thank you tonight. We thank you for deliverance, God. We thank you that we already have the victory. We thank you, God, that you've already moved on our behalf. God, we thank you tonight. We honor you, God. Come on, somebody, and help me praise him. Come on and help me bless him. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We got to shake off a little bit of this. What's this? A little bit of sleepiness. Come on now. Come on. I know it's a little bit late now, and I will not be long. I promise you, I will not be long. But God wants to do something in the house tonight, and I'm going to obey the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm going to obey the Holy Ghost. Now, come on, lift up your hands and say, God, touch me. Say, God, touch me. God, deliver me. God, touch me. Come on, come on. You need something from God. You need something from God. Yes, you do. You need another touch. You need a touch from the Lord. You need God to fill you again. Somebody need to be saved. Somebody need the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, somebody needs God. Hallelujah. Come on, just give him one more praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. From the book of Matthew chapter 11. From the book of Matthew chapter 11. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I give honor to my pastor, Bishop, tonight. To everybody, all the saints, everybody that's here. We thank God for you. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 12. 11 and 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now. Somebody say until now. The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. The kingdom, I'm talking about the house of God. The people of God. Your house and my house. Your pocketbook and my pocketbook. Your children and my children. Your marriage and my marriage. The kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. And the violent. See, I want somebody to get angry tonight. I want somebody to roll up their Holy Ghost sleeves and say, devil, it's over. You can't look at nobody and say this. Look somewhere and say, devil, it's over. My God, it says the kingdom of heaven. We've suffered violence. And it says, and the violent. Woo, the violent, they ask for it. They wonder, will you, you know, hand it over? It said, and the violent, they take it by force. Somebody tonight, you ought to be tired of the devil. You ought to say, devil, that's enough. I'm tired of sipping and dipping and tipping. I'm tired of sin. I'm tired of messing up. I'm just tired now. I've suffered enough violence. I want to go to Ephesians, and our theme tonight is we're going to take it by force. We're going to take it by force. Let's go really quick now to Ephesians chapter 2. I told you I was going to be quick here. And you, we got to get a revelation of what God has done for us. You got to get a revelation of what Calvary really was. You got to understand what the resurrection was. Look at this in Ephesians chapter 2. It says, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Now, if you notice this past tense. See, we got to get over this sin issue. We've been saved too long to just keep struggling with the same sin. It's just time to get delivered. It's just time to get full of the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about a dab or do you. I'm talking about being purged. He said, and you hath he quickened. Now, when did he quicken you? If you go to Romans 6 and 4, it says, and that Christ, when he was quickened, when he was raised from the dead, that we were quickened together with him. So when Jesus raised from the dead, when you were born again, the very second you said yes, he quickened you, and he delivered you, and he brought you out. Now, why are you struggling when he quickened your mortal body? Oh, my God. He says, who were, past tense. Wherein in time past, he said, in time past, you walked according to the course of this world. You walked according to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit thou now worketh in the children of disobedience. It says, among whom also we all have. Somebody say have. It's past tense. See, we can't get to the authority of God till we get to the altar and get delivered. See, that's why when the devil come in your house, you don't know what to do. Because you've got to understand your authority, but you can't know your authority till you get the devil out of you. I know this don't sound pretty. But look at this now. Look at this. It says, among whom, past tense, okay. It says, the lust of our flesh. All this was in the past tense. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh. Somebody say past tense. And of the mind. And were by nature the children of wrath. Somebody say past tense. Oh, but I thank God for but God. Does anybody just thank God for but God? It says in verse number 4, but God who was rich in mercy. Woo, but God who was rich. I'm going to have church all by myself. But God who was rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved me. Woo, look at this. Even when we were dead in sin, here it is again, have quickened. Oh, look at somebody say, I've been quickened. Woo, I've been set free. He says, and have quickened us together with Christ. But look at verse number 6. And have raised us up. Why are you down in the muck in the mire? Why are you on the phone gossiping and talking about foolishness? He said, and have raised us up. You got to, somebody say, come up. You got to come up now. He says, and has raised us up together. And oh, look where we're sitting at. See, I'm just trying to get you to understand who you are right now. I want you to understand who you were and who you should not be. It says, and hath raised us up together and made, oh God, he made us sit together. Woo, where am I sitting at? I know you won't see. I want the devil to know where I'm sitting at. I may have $3 in my pocket, but I want you to know where I'm sitting at. My child may not be saved, but I want you to know where I'm sitting at. My husband may be acting up, but I want you to know where I'm sitting at. It says I'm sitting together. That tells me that I'm not sitting by myself. So I may not have the solution. I may not have the remedy, but I'm sitting together with Christ. And because I'm sitting with him, there's no weapon that's formed against me that can prosper, because I'm sitting in heavenly places. Is there anybody? Oh, I'm not ready to go there yet. Is there anybody that know where they're sitting? I just want you to take something tonight. Some of you've got to take your house back. You got to take your house back. The Bible says in Matthew 12:29, except he bind the strong man. He said, I've got to bind the strong man. And then he said, I'm going to spoil your goods. Somebody say, devil, get out of my house. But there's a part two to that. But you look in the mirror first. Make sure he ain't in you. Oh, my God. Say, devil, get out my house. It's time to take your house back. Mamas. Daddies, take your house back. That's your television. Just in case you forgot, you bought that high definition television. That's your electricity. That's your mortgage payment. That's your grocery. Look at somebody and say, that's my house. That's your house. Tell the devil, get out of my house. You ain't coming through the television. You ain't coming through the phone. You ain't coming through the window. And you really ain't coming through the front door. Come on, saints. You got to take your house back. We need to have some sanctified houses. I'm talking about when I walk in, whoo, I feel the presence of God. Because somebody been praying. I walk in and I just feel the glory of God meet me at the door. But guess what has to happen? We got to have some praying mothers. We got to have some praying fathers. Oh, and we got to have some praying children. So come on and say, get out my house, devil. You're not welcome here. Hallelujah. And you know in Matthew chapter 4, the devil, y'all can sit down. The devil was tempted. Y'all making me nervous. The devil was tempted. I mean, Jesus, the devil tempted Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. And you know, the Lord gave me this. He said, there's temptation in the family room. I said, God, what you talking about? Look at chapter 4, verse number 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, he said, command that these stones be made bread. And look at this. But he answered and said, it is written. He said, it is written. And the Lord said, he said, tell the people that the same temptation that was going on in the wilderness is going on in the family room. But the devil's just asking some different questions. And I had to write this down. He said, the devil is asking, he's in the family room talking to the parents, and he's talking through some of the children, and he's saying, mama, if you really love me, you will buy me that cell phone. And some mamas, they just give in. I'm not saying cell phones are wrong, but you give it to them when you think they should have it, when they really, really need it, when they really, really earned it. And another question he's asking is, mama, if you really trust me, you'll let me go to the party. See, you're being tempted in your own family room. But somebody need to rise up like Jesus and say, baby, it's written. I'm so sorry. I can't follow the crowd. But it's written that if I spare the rod, I'm going to spoil my child. He's asking another question. If we could just be friends, Daddy. If we could just be friends, you would let me hang out at the mall. See, y'all got to see it's the same devil, but it's just another question. But I dare somebody to say it's written. You got to know what's written to say what's written. Oh, God. Come on, give God a praise. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm really done. Somebody say, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take my mind back. I'm going to take my mind back. Some of y'all are sitting there in your seats and you know you got ministry in you. You know you've got an anointing on your life. You're offended, discouraged, upset, mad. Corinthians says, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. It's time to get your mind back. Come on, reach up. Just reach up and just snatch your mind back. Say, devil, my mind is not a playground. You can't come in my mind and play basketball when you get ready. You can't come in my mind and play football when you get ready. My mind belongs to God. My whole body belongs to God. Hallelujah. You got to get your mind together. A spirit of confusion. You don't know whether you're coming. You don't know whether you're going. It's time to learn to gird up the loins of your mind. You want to know what a missionary is? God gave me, I was teaching the kids about suffix about 3 weeks ago. And he said, I want you to look at that word missionary. He said, do you notice there's a suffix on that word? I said, oh, okay, God, let me show me what you're saying. He said, I want you to go look up the word mission, because that's the root word of missionary. Then I want you to go look up the word airy. That's the suffix. I went to the dictionary, and the word mission just says called to do a special task. Just a mission. In the youth department, you have a mission. The kids that are in school that are saved, you have a mission. If you're in the music, you have a mission. Called to do a special task. He said, but what's going on? What's the problem? People see a mission, but they haven't got the A-R-Y on it. And I kept on looking, and I went to airy. And the suffix airy means to connect with. And so he said, tell my people, if you're not connected to the mission, you just carrying a title, wearing a hat, and on the front row. But you ain't doing nothing. He said a missionary is connected to the mission. When God say go this way, she go this way. When God say go over here and tell her this, she does that. She's connected. She's connected to God's mission, not your mission. It might be teaching Sunday school, or you just stay connected right there. You teach that lesson. Don't be looking for a pulpit. God will give you one when it's time. Just teach that Sunday school. Teach those young people. Do whatever, but stay connected to the mission. That's a missionary. Oh, that's a missionary. Hallelujah. Are you ready to take some stuff back? Stand up all over this building because I'm done. Stand up. I didn't go through everything, but we got to say, devil, that's it. My child ain't saved. And it's just all right. Sister Williams said that sometimes the side effects is you're going to lose some weight. Is anybody willing to fast and push back that plate until you see the power of the enemy broken? Broken. See, I can't stand the devil because he had me so tied up and tangled up. And it took God to bring me out of the power of the enemy. And so since I'm out now, I don't play with him. You can't play with him. Oh, my God. Somebody need to take your health back. He's just trespassing all through the saints' bodies. He's trespassing. The Bible says our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He's trespassing. Pastor Dunn preached, I don't know when it was, but he said, put God on display. It's time to put him on display. It's time to see the power of the Holy Ghost. And saints, this is not just the Holy Ghost. Oh my God. He says your eyes haven't seen. Your ears haven't even heard. It hasn't even entered in your heart what he has. Oh my God. I dare somebody to put God on display. Say, God, I'm sick and I need to be healed. You promised me. You promised me this. You said, blessed is the fruit of my womb. You told me that, God. The pastor said, put a demand on God's word. God, you said it. I'm tired of struggling with sin. You just said, I've been quickened together with you. Why am I fighting with my mind to just keep my... Why? Why can't I stop lusting? Why? All you have to do is say, God, I'm tired of this. When you make up your mind, I don't want to be like this no more. The Holy Ghost will come help you. I don't know what else I was supposed to say, but it's not by might. It's not by might. It's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's by my spirit.
I believe somebody is ready to take it by force. Somebody is ready to believe God for those areas in your life that have been struggles to you. Oh, I thank you for tuning in once again. I'm Evangelist Cherry Shepherd. I pray this message has really touched you. It has encouraged you and maybe even convicted you. And most of all, if there's somebody listening right now that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I want to encourage you right now, right where you are, just in your heart, to accept Him, to repent of your sins, and allow God to make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. You may already be born again, but you haven't been walking in the authority that God has promised you. He told us in the book of Ephesians that we are seated with Him in heavenly places. And maybe you haven't been seated where you should be. Maybe your mind has just been, you know, battling against you. And you have just been falling prey to the enemy and his thoughts and his words. But I tell you, God says, I want you to take it by force. I want you to lay hold on my word. And speak it, declare it, and believe it till it comes to pass. Oh, I pray that you were blessed today. I would love to hear from you. If you're listening now, when you may want to request prayer, you may want to say, you know what, I'm determined to stand. I'm going to endure. I'm going to make it. And will you pray with me? I would love to agree with you in prayer. You also may be listening and would love to just hear this again. And you may want to download this as a free podcast. I invite you to go to WGOR.org and click on download. You can also request prayer. You can also leave a comment. Whatever. We want to be here as a source of inspiration to you. We thank you once again for sharing your time with World Gospel Outreach Network, To Believe Radio. We're going to come back next week with a fresh word that we believe is going to encourage you in your walk with God. All right? You remember to take it by force. And you know this, your future, it is greater than your past. Be blessed.